Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Matthew, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Westerville campus. And if you were with us this past Sunday, we spent some time looking through the genealogy of Jesus found in Matthew chapter 1. You know, if you've ever done a Bible reading plan before and come across a genealogy, whether it was in Genesis or 1 Chronicles or one of the gospel accounts, my guess is that you have probably just skimmed through it or skipped it entirely. Because honestly, genealogies can be pretty boring to read. Most of the names really don't mean anything to us. Half of them we can't even pronounce. But these genealogies, they serve a very important purpose in the story of Scripture. You see, they're more than just a family tree or a list of random names. They're a narrative tool that reveals God's faithfulness and the fulfillment of His promises. They show us how God has been at work all throughout human history. And the genealogy that we find in the Gospel of Matthew may be the most important one because it shows us the lineage of the Messiah. In fact, in this genealogy, we have a list of 42 generations from Abraham all the way to the birth of Christ. And Matthew is showing us Jesus's royal lineage through King David. He's emphasizing the fact that Jesus is the promised king, the promised Messiah. But if you read this genealogy, what you'll discover is that there are also many unexpected details and names that are included. Details and names that you wouldn't expect to find in the story of the Messiah. There's a lot of brokenness, a lot of dysfunction, a lot of mess. You see Abraham in here. And Abraham is somebody who, by the encouragement of his wife, ended up sleeping with her servant and getting her pregnant and created a whole line of dysfunction. You read about Judah and Tamar and how Judah slept with his daughter-in-law unintentionally and got her pregnant. David and Bathsheba are mentioned. And if you know that story, David committed adultery with Bathsheba and then had her husband murdered in order to try to cover it all up. These are the details, the stories that Matthew purposely included in his genealogy. He purposely highlights them, which begs the question of, well, why? Like, if the whole point of this genealogy and this family tree is to convince people that Jesus actually is the promised king, the promised Messiah, well, then why draw attention to the mess and the brokenness? Why not just cover it up? Or why not just not mention it at all? It's because Matthew is trying to make a point that dysfunction doesn't disqualify. In fact, God loves to redeem the messiest and most broken situations. And God specializes in using flawed people and flawed families to accomplish His purposes in our world. That's what this family tree is showing us, that God uses and redeems dysfunction and brokenness. And so here's what I just want to remind you of today, that your dysfunction does not disqualify you from being loved by God or being used by God. Like, your failed marriage doesn't disqualify you. Your blended family doesn't disqualify you. Your prodigal child doesn't disqualify you. Your messy relationships, they don't disqualify you. God still loves you and God can still use you regardless of your mess and regardless of your brokenness. But you have to allow God to redeem it. And the truth is, some of us are holding on to things from our past or holding on to things from our present situation. Things that were done to us, mistakes that we've made, messy situations and dynamics, broken relationships. And by us holding on to those, the enemy is using those situations. He's using those relationships to make us completely ineffective for the Lord, where we're living in constant shame and embarrassment and bitterness because of what's happened in our life. But listen, God wants to redeem and restore the brokenness in your life. He wants to use those messy, embarrassing parts of your story to become a testimony of His goodness and His faithfulness in your life. And so this Christmas season, if you find yourself in a in a season of just hurt and mess and brokenness, and you're wondering if God is still with you, if God still loves you, if God can still use you, Jesus's family tree, his family lineage, this genealogy reminds us that dysfunction doesn't disqualify us, that God can redeem and restore even the most broken situations. And so I'd love to take a minute to pray for you now, to pray for us, and then give you an opportunity to pray as well. And so God, we thank you that you meet us in the middle of our brokenness. You meet us in the middle of our mess, and that there is no situation or decision or mistake that we can make that ever disqualifies us from being loved by you or used by you. And so, Lord, if there's something that we're holding on to that's causing shame or embarrassment or bitterness in our life, Lord, my prayer is that we would surrender that to you. God, that you would begin to do a work, that you would begin to heal that, and that it would become a part of just our testimony, our story of your goodness and your faithfulness in our life. It's in Jesus' name that we ask these things and that we pray.